federal judge in Kentucky sent Kim Davis to jail. She's the county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. The judge warned deputy clerks they too will face fines or jail time if they don't issue the licenses. Outside the courtroom, hundreds of protesters gathered. They shouted, "Love is not a sin," while at least three preachers with bullhorns called them sinners. South Carolina prosecutors filed court papers on Thursday saying they would pursue the death penalty against Dylan Roof, the white supremacist who killed 9 black churchgoers at a Bible study at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church on June 17th. This even though not all victims' families agree with capital punishment. A prosecutor on Thursday said some crimes are just so heinous they require the most serious punishment the state can give. New York's governor has announced a review of the state's Common Core program. Cuomo says the education standards aren't working and they need to be fixed. He says he'll seek recommendations by January from a group that includes education experts, teachers, parents, Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, and lawmakers. He said he sympathizes with the parents who had their children sit out of this year's Common Core aligned math and English tests. Now the Iran nuclear deal is a done deal. Yesterday, three more senators said they'd back the deal. This includes Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, who was under intense pressure from parts of the Jewish community, especially since New Jersey's other senator, Bob Menendez, is an outspoken opponent of the deal. So now 37 Democratic or independent senators in favor of the deal, just 4 short of the 41 needed to allow senators to block a final vote on the disapproval resolution in the Senate and save the president from exercising his veto power. House Democrats are pushing Pope Francis to address the minimum wage, hunger, and the environment in his historic speech to Congress later this month. In a letter to the pontiff, 94 House Democrats wrote that by showing solidarity with the poor, Francis sent a message of hope that could affect policy debates in Washington. The Pope's visit will include the first ever papal address to Congress.
Puerto Rico, escucha, estamos en la lucha. Puerto Rico, escucha, estamos en la lucha. Puerto Rico, escucha.
As Andrew Cuomo heads off to Puerto Rico on Monday, activists are calling for the governor to return the more than $1.2 million he received as campaign donations from hedge fund billionaires. They say it's these hedge fund vultures who have been exploiting Puerto Rico's debt crisis.
I think it's absolutely hypocritical for Governor Cuomo to claim that he wants to help Puerto Ricans because he's bought by hedge funds.
Renata Pumarone is with New York Communities for Change.
Right now, with so much hedge fund money in his pocket, that he could like really go to Puerto Rico and claim that he's gonna fight for Puerto Ricans to restructure the debt, when that's exactly what his hedge fund billionaires don't want. They want to suck every penny out of Puerto Ricans. They want them to lower the minimum wage. They want them to cut schools, and that's just not the solution.
You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. You can't claim to be in solidarity with the people of Puerto Rico, yet collect millions of dollars in campaign contributions from the very people that are hurting Puerto Rico.
David Galarza is with a call to action on Puerto Rico. He grew up on the island. He sees the hardship people there are experiencing and the harm from hedge fund billionaires trying to reap profits on top of the profits they've already gained through triple tax exemptions.
They've gambled this money not only in Puerto Rico, but in Greece, in Spain, in Detroit, and even in the own housing bubble that exploded here. These are the same people behind these scandals, behind these crises, people that have, you know, these banksters and hedge fund vultures that have not been arrested or have been held to account, and they continue to do the same thing. And what they do, they back measures, austerity measures, like the ones by the IMF and the World Bank, former officials like Ann Kruger, to say that the best way to address this is, let's cut the teachers, let's cut the schools, let's cut the minimum wage. Let's relax labor laws. No, it wasn't the people of Puerto Rico that created this crisis. It was these hedge fund vultures and their accomplices in government. And it doesn't matter which party. They're all to blame. And so if they want to resolve this crisis or they want to recoup some money, let them go to those people specifically to try to recoup those monies. But what we're saying is you can't do it on the backs of the poor and the working people in Puerto Rico. They weren't the ones that signed up for this.
While activists aren't really expecting Andrew Cuomo to return contributions donations from hedge fund billionaires, what they are doing is calling out the governor for his connection with those whose tactics are harming the island. And what about the governor's trip?
How much are they going to actually accomplish by meeting with government officials and businessmen are part and parcel of the problem? That's another story. What they should be doing is meeting with the people that are most affected. Right now, in the town of Manatee, there are parents and teachers and school children that have been occupying a school, a public school, that's slated for closure. They will not rest until that school is kept open. That's the kind of thing that's happening throughout the island. People don't want to see their schools closed because they need it. It's like they're right now they're closing down businesses left and right in small plazas.
Well, we welcome the trip to Puerto Rico on the part of the governor.
Jose Calderon is president of the Hispanic Federation. He said the governor could be instrumental in helping to solve the island's problems.
For him to be a fierce advocate on the issue of Puerto Rico, for him to personally sort of witness what's happening on the island, right, and the loss in terms of human capital, the loss in terms of economic output, and how that's devastating regular families. I think he needs to see that, and he can be a great champion, right? He's got a great platform, right, to speak up about the issue. He can talk to the White House. He can talk to members of Congress and force them or encourage them to act.
Governor Cuomo will be joined by elected officials, including New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, who has said when it comes to hedge fund billionaires, they're being irresponsible when they're advocating for Congress not to step in and help Puerto Rico solve its debt crisis. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.